You just don't say anything you feel, anything you think, or somebody pressing you into talking that way, because those words, once they get out there, they are out there. And you are doing damage to yourself, to the people around you. You just have released in the atmosphere words that is destructive. And then you wonder why all that chaos happened around you. You helped it out. You charged the atmosphere. You put it out there. But when we know what we are doing, we won't speak those words. I don't care how impressive it is. You rebuke Satan. You resist him. And you say, you get yourself out of here. Cast him down. What did the scripture say? For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal. This is, go ahead and put that up. Y'all can find it. I told y'all I'd do it. 2 Corinthians 10:3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not what? War after the flesh. Hallelujah. This is 2 Corinthians 10:3. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. But that's, thank you, Lord. I'll do it that way. We do not war after the flesh. You notice Jesus, while I was back there, he said these words to me. He said, this is why you never follow the flesh, the world, and the devil, because I conquered them, and they have no right and no authority to be ruling in your life. Be of good cheer, for I have overcome what? The world, the flesh, and the devil. And those three have no right to rule you and tell you what to do. I conquer them because they're an enemy to you. Your flesh out of control is an enemy. The world is not your friend. And the devil is your problem, is an enemy to you. And if you run with him, he's going to cause you some trouble. Hello? I say hello? Amen? So he said, though we walk in the flesh, we do not what? War after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Man, look. Once you get a revelation of this, then you know you don't have to be afraid. But see, this won't work. Just have it in your head. Yeah, I know where that scripture. I know what it said. But do you know? Do you have a revelation of it? But you notice what it says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So you see that, you got some strongholds. Sometimes you say, well, I'm going to back away from the table. I'm not going to eat so much. That stronghold of appetite rise up like a giant. But you take that word and kill it and make it become a little puppy. And say, get! Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because see, you know what you got. Because you spend time with the Father and meditating in the Word. Holy Spirit reveals His will to you, who He is and who you are with Him. He reveals that to you. Holy Spirit does. Hallelujah. And it's not something that you try to remember in your head. It's something you know in your heart by revelation. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then it's because you this strong hope, you tell it, you're going to have to go. You're not going to rule me. You may have ruled in the past. And see, so one stronghold get a hold to a person, and it stay there a while. It don't want to leave. Or it wanna control you, and then if you leave it there, it's gonna take some more control in other areas. Where you had an appetite you can't control, now you wanna cuss. Hallelujah. Now you want to get mean. Yeah. You just leave it there. It sure will. Get grumpy. Because see, it knows it got control of your appetite. You're going to eat like a hog anyway. You know, forgive me. But it know it, but, and then it'll go on to something else. But watch what he said. But he said, know that this weapon you got that I've given you is not carnal, but is mighty through God. To what? Pulling down a stronghold. Pulling down a what? Strongholds. Casting down what? Imagination. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And then you bring it into captivity. What you do? You jail it. Lock it up. Stuff locked up, you know where it is. It's not, that's when people commit crime, what do they do? Take them, put them in the White House. They jail them. They put them behind bars where they can't break. Huh? And the only way they can get out, they have to have a key to unlock the door. Or something, a tool to cut the bars, and they keep them away from them. So you jail that thing so you know where it is, locked up. You know what Isaiah said? The anointing destroys the yoke. And I heard some people, ministers say, destroying the yoke means it grind it to powder. You ever see a big piece of wood and you set some fire to it? You come out there later, hours later, maybe days later, you're nothing but a pile of ashes. You pick it up and you just fly away in the wind. You can't use it. And that's what the anointing would do. That's what the power would do. Grind the works of the devil that's in your life to ashes, to powder. And if you pick it up, you can't do it. All will happen. The wind just blow it away. Hallelujah. Are y'all listening tonight? Hallelujah. So when we understand these, that we have this ability and this authority to speak words that will put the devil on the run. And here's something else the Lord said. He said, this is why I want you to get a revelation of it. Here's something else he said. How did I say that, Lord? He said to me, and now anyway, if I'm getting ahead of myself, he'll bring me back into where I need to be. He said, you remember when I said I beheld Satan like lightning falling from heaven? He said that to me. I said, yeah. He said, this is the reason Satan will never try that again with me. Because when he acted idiot and said, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, I'll be like the Most High God. And when he did that, and when he felt my power, he said, he knows better now. He don't even come to be a slight, not the little inky of him to challenge me. And he said, what he did, and Adam messed up what he did. He came to this earth realm. Adam let him in. Now I want y'all to hear this now. Adam allowed him to come in, and he deceived Eve And Adam did it trying to protect Eve and messed up because he should have stood up front. Up front, he should have stopped it. But he waited till she messed up and he tried to go get it himself. She let God, still have done what God said, and she would never went in there. And allowed him in this earth realm. And he deceived all mankind.